This is Sheffield Live.
Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. If your business has financial challenges requiring professional insights and solutions, Begbies Trainer can help. We provide advice designed to help people and companies deal successfully with debt and financial problems. And wherever possible, we will find the best solution that allows for active steps towards financial recovery. Begbies Trainer is an independent business rescue and recovery specialist. We're committed to providing a rapid and responsive service based on in-depth experience, professionalism and independent specialist expertise. Contact our Sheffield office or visit begbies-trainergroup.com.
We're open for business live.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock. It's Friday. It's the 10th of February. It's 2017. I'm just about managing to say 2017 now. My name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your host for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business and social enterprise programme, Business Live. We're broadcasting live on 93.2 FM and also through our internet live stream from sheffieldlive.org. This show will also be available as a podcast later from the Sheffield Live website. And of course, Talking Podcasts, last Friday's show, is available there if you would like to listen to it. It featured Scott Woodley of Tutora, a growing tech firm based in Sheffield and taking on tech all over the country and perhaps soon the world. And also Mark Harvey, photographer who's working with the Cathedral Archer Project, putting on an exhibition to challenge visual representations of homelessness. That was a great show. You can listen to it if you've missed it. Today's is going to be a great show too. Really pleased to welcome into the studio today Heather Moore, who set up a booming brownie business. We love brownies. I really hope she's brought some brownies in. In fact, I know she has. Can't wait. And we also have Christina Trindade of Business Sheffield, and she's going to talk about the Launchpad program in Sheffield, supporting businesses, giving you some tips and advice, and linking through to some case studies that you can have a look at and learn from to help you in your business journey. So before we turn to our guest today, what's going on in business here in Sheffield in South Yorkshire? Well, great news for jobs being created in Sheffield, and high-tech, high-skilled jobs as well. Hundreds of new jobs to be created, in fact, because McLaren Automotive, the high-performance sports car manufacturer, has launched a partnership with the Advanced Manufacturing Research Centre, and they're making a £50 million investment to launch a purpose-built production facility next to the AMRC, and that's expected to create up to 200 jobs and inject around £100 million into the Sheffield City region economy. The AMRC itself, they're going to use their expertise to develop advanced manufacturing processes. Those will allow McLaren Automotive to produce the chassis for its future sports cars. And the new processes are going to be proven at the AMRC in readiness then to transfer them to a full-scale manufacturing environment inside McLaren Automotive's new technology centre called a Composites Technology Centre, which is going to be built in Sheffield. So construction work expected to start soon, early 2017, according to details released. Full production of advanced carbon fibre chassis by 2020. So it will host more than 200 jobs. There'll be high-tech, automotive jobs, and they'll be in the vicinity of AMRC's high-tech factory 2050 development. So great news, and in fact, tremendous piece of news, in the words of Professor Keith Ridgway, who's the Executive Dean of AMRC. He said, tremendous piece of news for the Sheffield City region and a boost for its future as a UK centre for advanced manufacturing. He also added that in many respects, it represents a new model that repositions manufacturing in Sheffield, taking it on from coal and steel to high-performance components for the automotive as well as the aerospace sector. And he said that the AMRC are going to be working with McLaren Automotive on the construction of the carbon fibre chassis and further research, and talking with the supply chain too. He said it's the ambition of the AMRC that supply chain companies will start to build factories here to supply the chassis plant as well. So excellent news there. And Ridgway also said that Creative Sheffield, alongside the LEP, Sheffield City Region LEP, and the council, have been really, really supportive, and that it was the best coordinated activity we've seen and enabled us to put together a strong case for McLaren to come here. Nice news there. Good news and lovely comments there from Keith Ridgway. What else is going on? Well, UK Steel Enterprise are featured on this programme a few times in the past. They run something called the Y Accelerator Initiative. And they've invested in an innovative South Yorkshire-based business, which takes complex and lengthy research documents and turns them into easily digestible summaries. So they're making a £25,000 investment into Research Retold, thanks to their Y Accelerator programme, the final of which was last week. And the Y Accelerator initiative is a collaboration between UK Steel and other private and public sector organisations, including RIDO, the Rotherham Investment and Development Office, and the Sheffield City Region Growth Hub, and Sheffield Hallam University, the University of Sheffield, and some private firms too. It was a pitching event last week, and the judging panel had to watch 8 or 9 pitches. Regional manager of UK Steel Enterprises says the quality of entries to the competition was very, very impressive. In fact, it was so impressive that they made additional investments into 3 of the other businesses that participated in the programme. So UK Steel said that the 8 businesses who made it through to that final pitch had been through a challenging programme forced to demonstrate the viability of their products. Presentations were so excellent that UK Steel made an additional £30,000 of investment available. £10,000 offered to Reach Homes. Now, they've been on this programme as well with their eco homes made from recycled materials. £10,000 was also supplied or offered to Bear Hugs Gifts and £10,000 to Brailer. And Keith Williams of UK Steel Enterprise added that the quality of the final pitches reflects very well on all those who supported the entrepreneurs. And he wanted to thank staff at RIDO who led the programme as well. Now, Sheffield, sometimes it's described as a small village, so it's been a privilege for me to meet, bump into some of those participants in that final. So I was delighted to learn that UK Steel are supporting them in such a big way. So what else is going on in business and in social enterprise? Well, of course, next week, next Tuesday, the annual State of Sheffield report is being revealed, being published on the 14th at an event. We'll be talking about a report on this programme next Friday, so watch this space. Also next week, there are a couple of networking events going on. The Platform Networking takes place next Thursday evening and the Third Sector Cafe next Thursday morning. Now, I'll tweet links out to those events after the end of the show. And then a quick reminder, of course, if there's something going on and you think we should be covering it, then you can get in touch with the show. You can just email jamie@sheffieldlive.org, send a text to 07904 272 200, find Sheffield Live on Twitter, find me, Jamie Veitch, on Twitter as well. And lots of our guests end up on the show because they've put themselves forward. They've emailed and they've said, well, I'm doing something interesting. Can I come on the radio programme? So if you do that, it could be you. Get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Or if there's something you want us to cover and you're a bit shy, but you want us to talk about it, then get in touch as well, because we'd love to cover topics that will help you in your business or your social enterprise. So do make contact or comment about what we are talking about or issues going on in the press, nationally, internationally, locally and regionally. We love to hear from you. So let's turn to our guests today. And I'm really pleased to have Heather Moore in the studio, not only because she's brought brownies with her, but Heather, good morning. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you for inviting me here today.
And, well, you're very welcome. And I'm going to ask you a little bit about your business in a moment. I want to also introduce Christina Trindade as well. Thanks, Christina, for coming in as well. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Superb. So, well, first of all, Heather, your business, We Love Brownies, a booming baking business. In a booming baking year, really, or few years. I mean, the Great British Bake Off. Everyone loves brownies anyway.
That's right.
Wonderful pictures of your brownies on your social media accounts.
Thank you. You've been having a little look then.
I certainly have. And I really want the listeners to be hungry by the end of this show. So I'm going to tell them how delicious the brownies are. There's a wonderful looking box on the corner of the Sheffield Live desk. I think we should tweet a picture of this out. But Heather, first of all, so your business, We Love Brownies. You've set that up after a long career elsewhere. But tell us about the business, first of all.
That's right. So the business was born in 2014. I began in the summer of 2014. I started out with cakes at sort of local fairs around Sheffield and was just trying different flavours and ideas really about which way to go with the business. And as you say, my previous career was very different, working in the public sector.
Mm.
Which was for the government, just in Sheffield. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey, shall we say.
An interesting journey. So since 2014, you've obviously got the business up and running. You've looked at things like packaging. And your brownies are really interesting because they're a little bit unusual in terms of some of the ingredients, aren't they?
That's right. Are you referring to the beer brownie by any chance?
I am, yes. Yeah.
So that's the most recent addition to the family. But as I say, when I started back in the summer a couple of years ago, I tried cakes to start with.
Yes.
And I realised there are a lot of different companies in Sheffield doing cakes.
Yes.
So I started introducing brownies gently, and they were really popular, just the traditional ones. My own variety of flavours as well. And I did a Christmas brownie because that's the time of year when it was.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And really the sales were really outsold the cake. So that's when I decided to go into just the brownies from there.
Right. Yes. So that was responding to what the market was saying. Well, we really love these.
That's right. And that's where the idea came from.
Excellent. And you took the brownies to farmers markets and stalls and food festivals, presumably, as well?
I did. Yeah. In the first year, I went to lots of different fairs around Sheffield and the surrounding area. Sheffield Farmers Market in the city centre, I tried that one.
Yeah.
That's been a bit hit and miss since, so... as in they've not been running the market.
Yeah,
so I've focused my efforts on the more local markets.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of a development called Fox Valley up at Stocksbridge.
Yes, I have, and it's had a lot of publicity over the last few weeks and months, of course.
That's right. Yeah. And I've been there since the beginning, which was about 6 months ago, so summer 2016 that would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's great because that's not, you know, not a city centre development. It's a high quality development.
It's brilliant. They run a market every Friday.
Yeah.
In fact, if I wasn't here today, that's where I would be. Probably quite cold. It's snowing outside today.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, a little bit chilly.
It is.
So those events have been helpful in terms of building a loyal customer base of people who sort of love your brownies and come back wanting them each week. So
that's right.
You sort of made the leap from working, as you said, in the public sector beforehand, in the civil service, if you like. You perfected your brownies and you decided that people were responding really well to the brownies in particular, as you said.
Yes, over the cakes.
Yeah. And so then it was about growing the business. So I know one way you did that, because that's why we've invited Christina onto the show as well today terms of support from Launchpad.
Definitely. Business Sheffield played a massive part in my development of the company right from the beginning when I found out about them, you know.
Yes.
Through a local event. So, yes, Christina and Joan, my business advisor, have been very helpful. I've been on a number of different courses, namely accounting, marketing, social media, and they've been really helpful, you know, in in giving me the confidence to take the business forward as well.
That confidence is a big issue as well for lots of entrepreneurs and startups, isn't it?
Definitely. And you don't always believe in yourself to begin with when you've done something completely different.
Mm.
So that's where they helped me in particular.
Yes.
And just be able to go out and talk about the brownies and, you know, promote my business.
Yeah.
In lots of different ways.
Absolutely. So how many brownies are you making every week now?
So it's minimum of sort of 300 at home, believe it or not.
Yeah.
up to 500 if I'm doing events like the Fox Valley one.
Yeah.
I also do the Wentworth Farmers Market, which is actually this Sunday.
How's that?
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's a monthly market, so it's a different kind of one to the Fox Valley.
Hmm.
But really, it's really well known. Lots of people know about it. And
yes.
I enjoy it. It's brilliant.
Superb. Good. So you heard about Business Sheffield and Launchpad and the advice and support that they can offer and the events.
Yes.
You heard about that at an event yourself. Had you gone along to a networking event or a
I
business?
I think that's what it was when I first started out, through the enterprise scheme.
Right, yeah.
And there were lots of different advisors there specialising in different types of business. And like I say, Joan and Christina know a lot about the food business and marketing and were able to help me in that way.
Great, super. And I want to bring Christina in if we can, and then we'll return to you, Heather, and then we'll start unwrapping brownies. There are about 12 here in the studio. There's four of us in the studio, so you know, three each. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Christina, I mean, it must have been great fun for you, not only because you've probably got to try the old brownie or two, but to see Heather's growth as a business is always satisfying for a business advisor, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's I probably have one of the best jobs in the world, if I'm honest, because I get to meet with people who have dreams.
Yes.
And then we get along, you know, to work along with that person to help fulfil those dreams.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to see that. So, you know, Heather's worked very closely with Joan, my colleague, who can't be here today. But Joan's been absolutely, you know, by Heather's side all the way, right from initial meeting.
She has.
And, you know, Joan's always been there to offer that support and advice, and it's what we do. So we're delivering the Launchpad programme.
Yes, tell me more about the programme.
Aptly named to kind of give yourself that launch through, you know, whatever your situation may be, but you may be there kind of thinking, you know, can I do it for myself? Can I work for myself? Got all these questions. How on earth do I start to make the transition? You know, how do I go self-employed? How do I set up that business? So Launchpad is a program that we offer, and it's city region wide.
Yes.
So we're one of the delivery partners amongst the city region on this. So
yes.
You could be Chesterfield, Rotherham, Barnsley, Doncaster. So we're all partners in the Launchpad. And what the Launchpad is, so we've got a suite of things to help you. So we've got our coaching sessions. So we have a coaching session 1, 2, and 3, and they are directly for you taking those first steps. You know, how do I do the business planning? How do I bring all of this information together? What I want to do, you know, and what if I need finance? How do I start putting myself in a position where potentially I can start? So we do coaching workshops that get the business basics, the fundamentals in. Then we do information sessions that are all about the marketing, the social media, you know, what do you do for HMRC? You know, all the raw basics you will need to start a business. So we have those. And then, as Heather said, you know, she's worked along with Joan. So she's had that one-to-one support.
Indeed.
And that makes a massive difference. So we have experts that deliver all our workshops, so all the topics. And everything that you're going to pick up is relevant.
Which is crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It really is.
Relevance and support and up-to-date knowledge. So it's surprising. Well, actually, no, it's not surprising at all.
Yeah.
It's a common theme that people who come on this programme, running businesses, perhaps startups, started up within the last 6 months or a year, or businesses that are well established, sort of been going for 5 years or longer, come on the show and they talk about one of the things which has been most valuable to them in their business journey has been asking for help, asking for support, yes, asking for advice and mentoring and so on. And of course, a lot of them, they've mentioned programmes, of course, such as the Launchpad, specifically, and Business Sheffield support. Yeah. And of course, now we have the Sheffield City Region Growth Hub programme. And people have mentioned other support, say, from the University of Sheffield or Sheffield Hallam University and so on. And the key theme here is, isn't it? It's going and sort of taking that support that is on offer and using it.
And I think it's, you know, knowing that you're not alone, because sometimes... you know, you might not be just jumping into three or four of you going into a business. It might be just you.
Yes.
And that can feel quite lonely and sometimes a bit wobbly at times, you know. You've got no one really to bounce your questions off.
No.
You know, you might kind of know roughly, but you could do with that second opinion.
Yes.
And we help with that, you know. It's confidential. You can... tell us your worries about, you know, well, I'm thinking of doing this. Do you think that's the right strategy? You know, and Heather will have looked at with Joan, you know, so where are our customers really?
Yes.
You know, who's going to buy it? You know, maybe right down to the costings, you know, and actually making the profit, you know, and then looking at the financial forecast. Well, can I live off this business? You know, can it really be my reality?
Yes.
Because I want to come away from full-time employment. I want to do my own thing. So, yeah, it's very important that, you know, to take advice, to get all the help you can.
So that sort of objective analysis and support,
yes,
and, if you like, hand-holding and being with you through that process to build the business. So from your point of view then, Heather, your business has and continues to access that kind of support.
That's right. It's probably, I think it's every few weeks or so, I'm in contact with Joan either on email, face-to-face, and like Christina said, any kind of ideas I want to bounce off her, I know I can just ring her and, you know, go through that.
Yes, absolutely. So what have been, I mean, you launched the business in 2014.
Yes.
What have been the challenges, the biggest hurdles that you've had to face, or the things that you've sort of, I wouldn't necessarily say most struggled with, but because any entrepreneur has challenges they have to face, but what have been the biggest ones?
It's probably moving from full-time employment, where you've got a salary coming in every month.
Yep.
Taking that leap of, okay, I've got to make the business work. All the money that's coming in has got to be generated. It's all down to me, basically,
yes,
to generate the money and the business. So it's making that leap from full-time to, okay, I'm now self-employed. This is completely different.
Yes.
A different way of looking at things. And my business is sort of twofold. So I go to the fairs, as you've mentioned, and I go out to businesses to gain business, and I sell business to business for retailers and public houses to sell on the product as well.
Yes, indeed. And is that difficult? Because, you know, if you're a retailer, then there'll be probably quite a few businesses approaching you to...
That's right. It was difficult to start with. but, you know, it's like anything. Once you've done it a few times, it's fine now. And it's just... it's going out to businesses that support local businesses that are the most... the best for me, really, in my business.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got a lot of businesses supporting sort of our cow Molly, Sheffield Honey.
Yes.
I've just noticed the more people I approach that support those, it really works well.
So the sort of independent food resurgence in Sheffield,
yes,
is a wave that many food businesses are surfing effectively and riding well.
I think so.
Making some horrible metaphors here.
Not at all.
But that sort of collaboration with other businesses, where you support them, they support you, is a positive thing to do, a helpful thing to do.
And I think a lot more people want home-cooked and home-produced food and drinks. Mm. So, like you say, the resurgence is helping with my sort of strand of business in that way.
Great stuff. Brilliant. And how much of your turnover, sort of by percentage, how much is from selling direct to the public and how much is selling business to business? Is it half and half?
Or it probably is about half and half, yeah. So it's important to run the two sort of strand incomes, because if one becomes a little bit not as successful, the other one can pick up,
yeah,
and vice versa.
It's a case of all your brownies aren't in one basket.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic metaphor.
Oh, I don't know. Talking about brownies and baskets, I think it's time for us to take a music break and sort of snaffle the goods, really. So
that's what they're there for.
That's what they're there for. So we're going to play a track of music that you've chosen for us, Heather. And it's David Bowie. And the track is Changes. And we'll play that, listen to that with our mouths full.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for Business Live.
This is Business Live, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, sheffieldlive.org with me, Jamie Veitch. Business Live is our weekly business and social enterprise programme, bringing you interviews, updates and news about what's going on in business and social enterprise in Sheffield and across the region. Now, we love to get interesting guests on the programme. Are you an interesting guest? I bet you are. So get in touch with the programme. Email jamie@sheffieldlive.org, send a text to 07904 272 200, or find me on Twitter, Jamie Veitch, or Sheffield Live on Twitter too. Because whether you run or are starting a business or a social enterprise, whether you're an employer, self-employed or an employee, we're always keen to hear from you and invite you onto the radio programme. Someone who we have invited onto the radio programme today has brought us gifts. Heather Moore, whose brownie business is booming, brought a bunch of delicious brownies into the studio with her today. Her business is We Love Brownies, and I can say it's pretty well named because I've just been sampling the Sheffield Bradfield Brewery's Belgian Blue Chocolate Brownie. So Heather has made that involving a bit of beer, and it's delicious. There are also brownies featuring double chocolate flavour, salted caramel flavour. There are gluten-free brownies as well.
That's
whole range.
Right. So we've got a vegan brownie as well.
Something
for everyone.
Something for everyone. Now, are those popular, the gluten-free brownies and the vegan brownies? Are those taking off?
They are. And actually, when I'm selling the gluten-free brownies, I just sell them as regular brownies.
Yes.
So people don't have that idea of, oh, it's gluten-free, I'm not going to like it.
No.
Whereas with some cakes and things, it can be a bit dry. But
yes,
the brownies, people don't really realise.
No, so that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
And what about vegan brownies? Is that something where people are coming and asking you? And the same with gluten-free. Are people coming and actually asking you? So you're able to go, well, yes, here you go,
that's,
vegan, or here you go,
right.
Gluten-free.
I didn't start out doing them.
No.
But yes, there's been people asking at fairs, events, social media. So yes, people ask, and that's what we do.
Brilliant.
We provide.
Fulfilling your customers' needs.
That's right.
And also their wants and their dreams.
Hopefully, that's the plan.
Now, if you listen to this, I hope you're dreaming about brownies now. I've got a picture that I'm going to have to tweet it out to your listeners so that you can be really, really jealous about the 12 or so brownies that we had in the studio before we started eating. So, Heather, before you set up the business, you were in a civil service career for many years.
That's right, yes. It was 13 years in total, believe it or not.
And that was here in Sheffield?
It was, yes. Yeah. Based in Sheffield, around different parts of the city.
Yeah. And what skills, then, have you been able to take and apply from what you did in that career for 12, 13 years? What's been transferable to running a business?
So I'd say organisation.
Yeah.
Is a massive one.
Must be, I'm sure.
Different experience of speaking with different types of people, so different levels of expertise and knowledge.
Yeah. quite.
What else? They're probably the main two I can think of just now.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of organisational ability, when you're running a business and it's you making everything happen.
Yeah, or not making everything
happen. Well, I suppose you have to prioritise, don't you? You have to go, I'd like to do this and I need to do this today.
That's right, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the office, I would make a plan for the day and the week.
Yeah.
I do a similar thing now. So I have certain days when I bake, certain days when I go out and ask for new business, certain days when I'm delivering and packaging.
Yes. So you have sort of set up your, if you like, calendar of priorities, so you get things done when they need to. And do you use, some people talk about project management software that they like to support them. Some people use spreadsheets, calendars and so on.
Yeah.
Any resources out there that you've found that have been helpful to you?
I've created my own spreadsheet for orders.
Yeah.
So just a basic Excel spreadsheet for that. So
right.
I can populate that at the beginning of each week and at a glance see what I need to do. That's for my weekly orders.
Yes.
But it's nothing really. It's just something I've come up with rather than a pre-formatted package.
But then again, that means it's designed exactly for your needs, isn't
That's
it?
That's right,
your
yes.
requirements.
I'm not massive on technology, so I like kind of the old-fashioned methods. It seems to work well for me.
Yeah, indeed. And there's no point sort of forcing yourself to jump through hoops that aren't right for you.
That's right.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. And so you've taken that step that a lot of people dream about, think about, want to do, but are terrified of doing, the step from being employed in a job where you know there's a salary coming in to running your business, which perhaps is your dream, but you don't know, of course, until you do it, whether
That's right.
you're going to make the income that you need from it or want to from it and so on. Now you've taken that step, that plunge and so on. What would you say to someone who's sort of sitting in a job but has an idea for a business and is thinking about whether to do it or not?
Well, I would say from personal experience and as someone who, as you've just described, that's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, could I do that myself?
Yeah.
I'd seen loads of people doing it, making the leap. Read lots of stories in magazines, you know, it's a new year, new job.
Yes.
So I would just say, you know, life's too short not to give things a go.
Yeah.
And if you're based in the Sheffield area, I would definitely recommend going to Business Sheffield for that advice.
So go to Business Sheffield, go and talk with Christina or
definitely
Joan
make an appointment.
Make an appointment and Business Sheffield will find an appropriate advisor for you.
Yes. So, yeah. And of course, they will ask the questions that you've probably been asking yourself, but in a more realistic way.
Mm. Yeah.
And yeah, they will help you come up with whether it's feasible or not, I would say.
So in other words, they'll stress test your idea.
Yes. Yeah. Have you got a business plan? If not, come back with one and, you know, they help you do one. And
yeah,
it's not always as hard as you think.
No. Okay. And, I mean, there's increasing numbers of pop-ups, people using pop-up cafes test food businesses. Of course, we've talked about Union Street pop-ups on this programme two or three times because they've had pop-ups. They have pop-up cafes on different days of the week, a different food business each day of the week.
Where are they based again?
So opposite Howden House in the city centre.
Right.
It's a collaborative workspace that freelancers, social enterprises, small solopreneurs use upstairs. And then downstairs, I know this because I go and use it myself.
Yes.
Downstairs, they have different pop-up cafes each day of the week, and that's, you know, open to public, open to all. So there's been a pie business, for example, a pasta business, a salad business.
I've seen it online, but I wasn't sure exactly where it was based, so I'll definitely be checking that out.
Yeah, lovely place and great food, and seemingly all the different pop-ups have been supporting each other as well in terms of helping
Fantastic.
Each other market. Does seem to be a sort of food resurgence. We talked a bit about it just before the music in terms of you're collaborating with other independents, and that is helpful when you support them and they help you. Sheffield, a better place to go and eat in cafes, eat in restaurants and buy fresh food made with fresh ingredients now?
Yes, I think it is. I think it's when I speak to people outside Sheffield, they don't always believe how much of a food foodies that we are, you know.
Yes.
So it's really nice to be part of that and have something a bit individual and unique.
Absolutely. Great.
And it's some of the other businesses we're working with as well. We've got quite a few food businesses around the city.
Yes.
You know, and they're going in. We've got a lot of venues such as Trafalgar Warehouse, the Peddler Night Street Market. And what's lovely is a lot of people are working together through social media.
Right.
And we do say to our clients, if you're doing something, you know, give us a tweet or, you know, let us know on Facebook and we will retweet you.
Yes.
But there is definitely an activity in Sheffield where everyone, I think we are a lot of foodies, whether it's cake or anything else. Sheffield is absolutely passionate about local produce and you see our close links in with the restaurants. You know, some of the chefs really are passionate about using local produce.
Well, brilliant. And I've seen that passion myself in terms of places I've been out to eat in.
Yeah.
And, of course, people have often talked about that on the programme. So it further reinforces that. That's good. So, right, how do people find out more? First of all, social media links, websites and so on. I want to give people the opportunity to find out about Launchpad, about the events that Business Sheffield runs. You talked about events with regards sort of dealing with HMRC, accounting, marketing, social media and so on, Christina. And of course, how do people find out more about We Love Brownies? They can come and see you up at the Fox Hill Development. They can.
That's right. Fox Valley on a Friday.
Yep.
That's all right. It's the weekly market, open to the public 9 till 3pm.
Yeah.
And that's every Friday. They've obviously got social media links. You can look that up as well.
Yeah.
Wentworth Farmers Market, again, is on social media, and that's on the second Sunday of every month.
So that's worth going up to, because, of course, Wentworth's a lovely place. Yeah. Great day out.
It is. It's in the car park of the Wentworth Garden Centre.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely atmosphere, lots of different, like you say, foodie traders from not just Sheffield, but a little bit further far and wide as well.
Yeah, excellent. And then you're on social media as well yourself, Heather.
I am. So you can find me on www.welovebrownies.co.uk. And love is spelled L-U-V.
Yeah, indeed. And Twitter as well?
Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Right. And that's interesting. Is Instagram as big as people say it is for food businesses?
It's something I'm just starting to get into a little bit more. But, yeah, because it's a very visual platform, it's brilliant to put new pictures of brownies on and sort of events and things, yeah.
And Twitter and Facebook as well. So it's We Love Brownies on those.
That's right, yeah.
And you get a lot of traffic to the website as a result of those?
Yeah, the website was built by my friend James Stewart, a local photographer, and he's made that look really pretty. And the website is driven by social media.
Yes.
So they both help each other.
Brilliant. Okay, super. Well, that's helpful for listeners as well. And
thank you.
Take a look on social media. There are more pictures to whet your appetite about
that's
brownies.
Right.
Christina, we can find out more about the events, about Launchpad, in a variety of ways. Do you want to
absolutely
spell them out for us?
It's just to encourage people to engage with us. So on Twitter, we are at Chef, so SHEFF Business.
Yep.
We have our direct line, which is 0114-224-5000.
Yeah.
Facebook, send us a message. you know, we're on there. And we also, you know, you can either come through our LinkedIn at Creative Sheffield. And of course, if you want to have a look at the workshop support services that we do for Launchpad, you can look on our Welcome to Sheffield website. And so, or Business Support Sheffield in Google will bring us up.
Right, grand. So there are a variety of ways people can
find those. It's just to encourage people, you know, if you have got those questions, if you do want to make the leap, you know, come and talk to us. That's what we're there for.
And you've supported hundreds and hundreds of people making that.
Absolutely,
leap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fantastic. Great. So take a look at those. Lots of excellent advice and support there for people to find. We'll take a quick break for a track of music. And my thanks to our guests in the studio today, Christina Trindade and Heather Moore. Heather Moore of We Love Brownies, a booming brownie business. Christina, of course, is an advisor for the Launchpad program in Sheffield and a business advisor at Business Sheffield. Thanks both, Christina and Heather, for coming
in
today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jamie.
This is Business Live, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, sheffieldlive.org. We've been eating brownies this morning. Have you? If you haven't, well, why don't you take a look at We Love Brownies? Because I can tell you, they make delicious brownies. So in the studio with us today, our guests have been Heather Moore. She set up We Love Brownies, and Christina Trindade of the Launchpad program in Sheffield and Business Sheffield. So thanks both Heather and Christina for coming in. Now, if you've only just tuned in and you've missed that, don't panic. The podcast of today's program will be on the Sheffield Live website from about 11 a.m. All you need to do is go to sheffieldlive.org, look at radio shows, then find Business Live, and then you'll be able to find the show from today, the 10th of February. Now, whilst you're there, you can have a good browse, a good nosy around, because last week's program is worth a listen to. We featured Scott Woodley. He's the CEO and co-founder of booming tech business Tutora, alongside Mark Harvey, a photographer who's working with the Cathedral Archer Project to set up a project and an exhibition challenging visual representations of homelessness. He says that when the media publish pictures to illustrate stories about homelessness, they often use pictures that are all of one particular type, the vulnerable young male, often. He said, of course, those people exist, but homelessness is much, much broader than that. There are hundreds of families, there are hundreds of children who are homeless. And Mark and the Cathedral Archer Project wanted to do something about that. So we came to talk about it on the radio show last Friday. Miss that? Well, go and find the podcast. The week before last, we had a really interesting show as well, featuring Elizabeth Chasser. She set up a business called Textocracy, and she had a lot to say about the bias in parts of the startup world towards men and even against women. Conscious bias or unconscious bias? Well, listen to the interview and let me know what you think. But certainly Elizabeth had faced instances of deliberate bias, which appeared to be entirely due to gender. Now, is that a problem in the tech industry? I'd like to invite people who want to comment on that to come onto the program and discuss it, whether it's an experience that you've had, whether you have an opinion, whether you've seen it, come on the show, get in touch. But also, do listen to that podcast. It was a great episode, as ever, thanks to interesting guests. We love having interesting guests on the show. Are you an interesting potential guest? Well, get in touch. It's really, really easy to do so. All you need to do is email jamie@sheffieldlive.org or send a text to 07904 272 200. And whether you're starting, running a business or a social enterprise, super keen to hear from you. So, couple of quick reminders. Big Issue Invest, they've launched Impact Loans England. That's a £5 million lending scheme that's aimed at enabling social enterprises to access loan funding of £20,000 to £150,000, available over the next 3 years for organisations keen to do more of the work that they are already doing. So, all you need to do is look at bigissueinvest.com to find out more details about that. And Innovate UK have up to £1 million available to support businesses that use early stage design activities to help identify innovation opportunities and generate new ideas. So the aim there is to support businesses exploring ideas for physical or digital products, services and business models. Now, they could be in any sector. Proposals are particularly encouraged in Innovate UK's priority areas of health and life sciences, manufacturing and materials, and they will fund 70% of your costs. So go to gov.uk, look up funding Competition Design Foundations. And I will tweet the link out at the end of this programme so you can find out more. Well worth taking a look at. But the closing date for that is the 15th of February, so you need to act quickly. Right, that's it. This has been Sheffield Live's Business and Social Enterprise programme. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to our guests. We will be back next Friday from 9 to 10, but don't go away now because it's our fantastic folk music programme next. Thank goodness it's folk all the way from 10 a.m. through 2:12. It's going to be a brilliant one today because Neil McSweeney, who I've seen live many, many times in Sheffield, utterly brilliant musician, is on as a guest today. He's now got to come into the studio with his head swelling. So have a listen to that. He's going to be brilliant. The show's brilliant every week. Thank goodness it's folk. Listen to that. We're going to play out with a bit of Lone Lady. Hinterland.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.